From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Eurozone ministers are meeting in Brussels today where they could sign off on a second massive rescue package for Greece. But NPR's Eric Westerfeld reports there are still a few sticking points left.
One key issue is what additional controls the EU and the IMF might impose on Greece to try to ensure compliance with cost-cutting and debt reduction programs. Greece desperately needs this $170 billion second bailout to avoid a messy default as it faces a bond payment in March. If the bailout gets a green light later today, the way would be cleared for a debt swap deal with private investors linked to the bailout. Faced with deep skepticism, Athens will follow through. The Eurozone may set up a separate account to ensure Greece prioritizes servicing its debt over paying for government services. A second big issue ministers here are grappling with is that even with unprecedented austerity measures and a second bailout, Greece's debt would still be at an unsustainable level by 2020. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Brussels.
A U.S. Senate delegation is in Egypt, where authorities are pursuing a criminal case against U.S. pro-democracy groups, accusing them of fomenting unrest. In Cairo today, John McCain said the Egyptian military rulers who took power after President Hosni Mubarak was ousted last year have assured him officials are working to resolve the dispute. Senator McCain, who chairs one of four American groups being targeted by Egypt, told CNN that it's crucial the U.S. and Egypt rebuild their once strong relationship.
We know, and you know, that Egypt is the heart and soul of the Arab world, and our relationship with this government and the success of this government is vital to United States' national security interest, including Israel's.
Now, all this comes as the chief prosecutor and ousted President Mubarak's trial made closing arguments in which he called for the ex-leader's death, accusing him of ordering a massacre of protesters during last year's uprising. The defense is expected to make its case or its closing argument later this week. Winter usually provides a respite from higher gasoline prices. However, with a stronger economy and tensions escalating in the Middle East, Americans are already paying more at the pump. Danielle Carson has more.
Energy analysts are projecting gas prices could top $4 a gallon this spring. In California, Hawaii, and Alaska, where prices are normally higher, costs could hit $5 a gallon. Tom Kloza of the Oil Information Price Service says a stronger U.S. economy is pushing up prices at the pump.
If you want lower gasoline prices, you secretly have to root for economic despair. If you're rooting for economic growth, you're probably going to get high fuel prices as collateral damage.
And if turmoil in the Middle East heats up to the point of choking off oil shipments in the region, analysts say it could send oil prices through the roof, drag down economic growth, and create more misery at the pump. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
This is NPR. It's been 50 years since John Glenn became the first American to orbit the Earth. Today, the 90-year-old is celebrating that historic spaceflight with several events at Ohio State University, where Public Affairs School bears his name. Glenn plans to take part in a live chat with crew members of the International Space Station and later celebrate with a special dinner and speech by retired astronaut Mark Kelly, husband of former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Standard & Poor's says it could downgrade Japan's sovereign debt if its economy continues to flounder. John Matthews in Tokyo reports rapidly expanding public debt is a major driver in the potential ratings cut.
Although Japan's debt burden is one of the heaviest worldwide, it's mostly held by its own citizens, allowing the nation to escape most scrutiny. The ratings agency says, however, that Japan's extensive welfare spending and low tax rates are edging it closer to a downgrade. The ruling Democratic Party is proposing to raise the country's consumption tax from 5% to 10% for the first time in decades to help finance reconstruction after last year's devastating earthquake and tsunami. However, a split parliament is holding the bill up. S&P says, though, that Japan will need major fiscal reform above and beyond a simple tax cut to get its economy back on track. For NPR News, I'm John Matthews in Tokyo.
World stocks are higher with optimism rising that Greece will secure an international bailout. Investors are also reacting to China's decision over the weekend to ease its monetary policy. Markets, of course, in the U.S. are closed for the President's Day holiday. And again, investors also keeping a close eye on what's happening in Brussels, where Eurozone ministers are discussing Greece's bailout today. This is NPR News.